Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tove Brandt, and she is the Albert Rovenholtz Curator of Danish American Culture at the Danish American Museum in Elkhorn. And Tove, it's an exciting time. Tell us what's happening just coming up.
It is exciting. We are thrilled that we have completed our new curatorial center addition. Many people have been following this progress for the last year or more, and now we are fully moved in, and we're looking forward to welcoming people at an open house this coming Saturday.
And on Saturday, it's really going to be special. What time do we need to be here?
It's an open house from 2 to 4. At 2 o'clock, we'll do a short program to acknowledge the people who really made this project possible. And then people will be welcome to roam throughout the new addition. We'll have refreshments. You can also explore some of the new additions to the outside, our green roof, our new signs throughout the Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park. And so the weather calls for sunny day, which means it's a great time to explore inside, outside. We have new exhibits in the gallery, so we really welcome people to enjoy a time at the museum.
So much to see. But I really want to emphasize that if you want to see the Curatorial Center, you better come now, because it's after the open house, not going to be open on a regular basis.
That's right. The main purpose of the Curatorial Center addition is to provide additional storage space and additional workspace for the curatorial staff. And those are not kind of glamorous, you know, beautiful public things to see. So while we do have, you know, one new gallery space that will always be part of the public experience, most of it is really just very functional space. So this open house is an opportunity to see behind the scenes, to see the types of things that we've moved into these new shelves, the types of work that we'll be doing in this space. It's a great opportunity to learn more about kind of how the museum works and why we do things the way we do.
Certainly unique if we're not at all familiar with museums and storage and so on. One of the important things, and this has been true ever since you were here, but the whole environmental control is so important.
Exactly. We strive to maintain as stable a temperature and humidity level as possible. That's the best thing that we can do to ensure the long life of all of the artifacts in our collection. So that's a really important aspect of new construction. And there were a lot of parts of the design of our addition that really help do that. Even the green roof is part of that system to provide an extra insulation layer on the roof. It helps keep the interior climate as stable as possible. And even having our offices against the exterior wall provides even more buffer for the most critical storage vaults where we really need to keep as consistent a climate as possible.
And just a little plus for your offices, you do have a window where you can look outside.
Well, that is a nice little plus. Yes, yes. I can now look out to the west and know if it's raining or not.
So you're really doing two things there. One, for the folks who work in these offices, but probably more importantly, to help the environment. I want to kind of back up a bit. As people come to the museum, come to the front door, which you've always come to, but there's some things happening outside there as well as in the new addition.
There is. We're really kind of sprucing up the whole visitor experience. And even today, we have, you know, new sod going in, a few more plants going in. Country Landscapes has been redoing our front entryway. It's a beautiful paved plaza now with stone seating benches in a circle. It picks up on some of the design elements that we've put throughout the Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park, such as the council ring, the stone seating circle, bringing some of those design features into the main entrance to the museum. It also provides a connection between the main walkway and to the park on one side of the museum and the green roof on the other. We do have a paved sidewalk that goes across the green roof. We have signs that identify some of the plants that are there, some of the technology that goes into a green roof like this. And so this does kind of provide a central point for really encouraging visitors to think of the outside grounds as important as the inside gallery experience.
As people came in the past and they went to the lower level, they could see many of the items that have been donated that you've been caring for. but that was only a part of what you have. Now you have this much larger space. And one of the things that I think is probably helpful is that you have big items in there that probably was very difficult for you to store and use previously.
We did. We did have furniture pieces, which were very difficult to incorporate into the visible storage areas. We just didn't have room between the shelving units. And so most of those had been stored in a back room that was not visibly accessible at all to visitors. And so that's been cleared out. We've been able to get a lot more elbow room. And so we've been able to really focus the space behind those glass walls, that visible storage areas, to highlight things that are visibly interesting. we've pulled out, once we made the space, we then pulled some things back out of storage. Some of our very interesting furniture, we've put some of our folk costumes on mannequins on display. We've been able to group all of our model ships together in a single shelving unit so that this kind of wonderful tradition of Danish churches and having model ships, goes far back in Danish culture. And so we have some of those in our collection. So we're able to really, be more selective and more conscious about what visitors can see and what range of objects and diversity of objects we make available.
So having the new curatorial center really changes somewhat positively what's happened in the space that we always used to see, because it has allowed you to do some different things. Let's talk about as you move forward now. You have this wonderful space and all kinds of new pluses. Rolling shelves and rolling tables and all kinds of things that make your work easier and that you can do better work. So as you look ahead, what are some of the things that you plan to do as a result of this?
Well, one of the things we really want to do is now focus on what are the gaps in our collection? What are the things that we do not have well represented? For example, the wonderful, famous Danish design of the mid-20th century that the Danes are known for, these iconic chairs, desks, lamps, things like that, we actually do not own many of those things in our collection. Some listeners might remember our Danish Modern Exhibition last year. Most of those things we had to go out and borrow from other sources. This is an area where we would really like to grow our collection. It's such a wonderful intersection of design and kind of global significance, but also Danish heritage and Danish affiliation. And so it's really a perfect match for our museum mission and the types of things and the types of stories that we want to continue to collect. We also need to keep in mind that the Danish-American story keeps on going. It doesn't stop at a particular year. And so as new generations of Danes come to live and work in America, we want to collect items that represent their stories as well. We have plenty of wooden trunks and steamer trunks, but as far as I know, we don't have many suitcases or duffel bags that might have arrived by airplane. And so we want to continue to make connections with younger immigrants, younger Danes living and working in America, and make sure that we are telling their story as well. Our collection will never be finished because the Danish American story never really ends. It just continues to evolve.
And I know that some of your exhibits it'll be much easier. Maybe we'll get to see some things we haven't been able to see in the past. Maybe more fabrics, maybe more artwork, because you'll be able to pull those out and put those collections together that you've not had space for or been able to, I guess, find.
That's right. Everything has been tracked and inventoried, on our computer, but it does make it so much easier to be able to be in person and visually survey all the chairs together in one place and decide which chair is the best match for a particular exhibition. We are already planning an exhibition based on our collection for next spring. It's going to be called Curator's Choice Art from the Permanent Collection. We've been receiving a lot of wonderful artworks in the past few years that we haven't had an opportunity to really put on the wall and share with our visitors. And so it'll be a combination of some highlights of new acquisitions as well as some old favorites.
Okay, remind us again, Tova, about the Cultural Center Open House.
The Curatorial Center Open House is this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. Refreshments will be available. We'll start remarks at 2 o'clock, and then everyone is welcome to go at their own pace through the galleries, through the new Curatorial Center. All of our vaults and spaces will be open. You really will get to see the behind-the-scenes aspect of this new edition, and it'll be fun for all.
Yes. And you will be impressed, I promise you. So until next time, put this on your calendar to come see the Museum of Danish America, the Curatorial Center. And we want to thank you very much, Tova Brandt, for visiting with us.